listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. The Homicide Cold Case Investigation Team is set to announce a $500,000 reward and a fresh public appeal for information in relation to the disappearance of Tammy Dyson in July 1995 on the Gold Coast. Tammy was 23 years old at the time when she was last seen alive on July 20, 1995 at Currumbin. Tammy's family is set to address a media conference this morning. Gold Coast residents could have saved around $400 on last year's power bills, according to the Queensland Conservation Council. It claims electricity retailers are not passing on the savings generated from rooftop solar and large-scale renewable projects. Energy strategist Claire Silcock says 2023 wholesale power prices were less than half of what they were in 2022.
Unfortunately, we're not seeing that pass through to consumers yet, although the rate of increase has really dropped. But there will be a small increase, and this is because of inflation and because of the ongoing risk in the electricity system.
Gold Coasters are being encouraged to consider a career in the energy sector, with the government offering free TAFE courses. The initiative is part of the Queensland Energy and Jobs Plan and aims to create 64,000 jobs while saving students and employers money. Training and Skills Development Minister Lance McCallum says free apprenticeships are also on offer for those aged 25 and under across more than 130 qualifications.
We need qualified workers to take advantage of the high-paid, high-vis jobs that come with our super grid.
Updating sport, the Australian Open swimming titles begin at the Gold Coast Aquatic Centre this morning. Jodie Hawkins from Swimming Australia says even though Olympic and Paralympic team selections don't happen until June, there's still plenty to compete for this week.
We talk a lot about performing when it matters with our swimmers. This is definitely one where they do want to go home having posted a really solid time and taking home a gold medal.